Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. One of the most exciting scenes in the Old Testament is the showdown between Elijah, the true prophet of the Lord, and the 450 false prophets. It's like a game show, the last prophet standing, except that the stakes are permanent. Whoever loses this contest dies. And of course, like any other big high-stakes contest, the showdown between Elijah and the false prophets drew a big crowd of spectators. But before the show got underway, before the contest began, Elijah turned and addressed the crowd, saying, "How long will you straddle the issue?" And that's the question for this meditation. How long will you keep trying to hedge your bets? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Hedging our bets is the basic human strategy for managing uncertainty, and we don't like uncertainty. If we're betting on a horse race, and we're uncertain about which horse will win, maybe we'll hedge our bets by putting money on one of them to win, another to place, and a third to show. This is the same reason we diversify our investments. We put money in different places, not knowing which will rise and which will fall, and hoping that if one falls, the other will rise enough so that we come out ahead. Hedge fund managers do this professionally. That's why they're called hedge funds. But again, the point is that we hedge our bets when we're not certain enough to go all in. And this is what we do with God. We're not really 100% sure that God's a solid bet. We don't trust him. So we invest a bit in our faith, but then we also invest enough in the goods of this world so that, you know, just in case the whole God thing turns to be a washout, we can still recoup our losses by having lived a fun, full, respectable, and successful life. And so we never go all in with God. And when push comes to shove, we're never willing to bet the whole thing on Him. We're never willing to do the one thing necessary, to surrender ourselves 100% unconditionally to God. We hedge our bets. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
So the thing with hedging your bets is that it can work in financial arrangements, but it doesn't work in relationships with persons. Like if there's two women who are both willing to date or marry you, guess what? Hedging your bets won't work. That's how you lose both of them. Or if there are two companies offering you full-time employment and you try to hedge your bets, you don't sign on the dotted line with either of them, then both will just give jobs to someone else. And it's the same with God. You need to pick. If God is the true God, then put Him absolutely above everything else. Want Him above everything else. Order your whole life around Him. Design your entire life so that you can get closer to Him through everything. But if something else is God for you, if something else is the ultimate value, the ultimate thing you want, then serve that. But just be honest about it. Say that your whole life is geared around your job, or your prestige, or your entertainment, or your income, or your health. Elijah said to the people, "How long will you keep hedging your bets? If the Lord is the true God, then worship Him. Give yourself to Him unconditionally. But if Baal is the true God, then worship him. But don't pretend you can worship both. There can be only one most important thing in your life. By definition, you can't hedge your bets about the one most important thing. So which is it going to be? because you have to choose. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
After Elijah challenged the people, they were silent. They understood that they had to choose, that they couldn't have it both ways. But they were still uncertain. How could they decide which was the real God? How could they know which one to go all in with? And so Elijah helped them out. He said, "All right, we'll make it easy. We'll both set up sacrifices on our altars, one altar to Baal, the other to the Lord. And whichever sends fire down from heaven, that's the real God." And of course, the real God, the Lord, sent fire down from heaven. So the people know he was the real God, the God to go all in with. So here's the question. What's our fire coming down from the sky? What's our sign that we can hang on to, by which we can know the Lord is the true God, that he is the priority we can organize our lives around, bet everything on? What's the sign? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
God gave the Israelites the sign of fire in Elijah's time. But of course, he'd given countless other signs to the chosen people over the course of salvation history. He gave them the parting of the Red Sea and the plagues of Egypt, the manna from heaven, the falling of Jericho's walls at a trumpet blast. He gave them the disasters wreaked on the Philistines when they stole the Ark of the Covenant, the strength of Samson, and the signs of Gideon. Later, he would give them the destruction of Sennacherib's army and the curing of Naaman, and on, and on, and on. And he gives us so many signs. The witness of Christ, who cannot be a liar or a lunatic, so he must be the divine Lord he claimed to be. The miracle of the resurrection, which shines all the more clearly when the suggestions of a hoax, a hallucination, or a myth have been exposed in all their sheer implausibility. The witness of the church, which stands today like a fortress for practically everything sane and healthy against the wilderness of perversion and self-destruction. The incomparable beauty of Our Lady, reflected not only in art throughout the world, but in all the beauty of her daughter, the Church. The miracles of the saints, of Lourdes, of Fatima, of Guadalupe. Do you see? We can't hedge our bets. We have to trust God enough to bet everything on Him. And we don't have any excuse anymore to be uncertain. This is the truth. Christ is the truth. His church is the truth. It's time to go all in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So what struck you with this meditation, Teresa?
It kind of reminded me of a kind of strange question someone asked me about my faith a long time ago, which was sort of like, oh, sure, you're Catholic, but you don't believe that's 100% right. Maybe your faith is right, maybe someone else is a little right, maybe we're all a little right, and these things aren't, what's the word I'm looking for? Mutually exclusive. Where people sort of, they really want to hedge their bets. Where, yes, they want everything to be a little okay and a little right. And no one's 100% wrong.
And why do they want it this way? So that we can justify doing what we know is wrong.
I also think to some degree in this case, I think it was a lack of confrontation. They didn't want anyone in the entire world, if their feelings were hurt by someone else's gods being real, that would be too harsh of a reality.
Yeah. But this, I've been listening to the most wonderful audiobook,
mm-hmm,
by G.K. Chesterton on St. Mm-hmm. Thomas Aquinas. And Chesterton does such a fantastic job of boiling everything in Aquinas down to this one question.
Mm-hmm.
Can we know reality? And Thomas's emphatic answer is yes, we can know reality. God is reality, and he designed the human person to know reality by our reason. And God went a step further. In any way that we're confused, he came to reveal to us in all clarity the truth through Jesus. And that's called revelation. God came to reveal the truth, and we call it revelation. So there's two ways that we can know reality clearly. Now, when your mind grasps reality clearly, you have truth. But that means we have no excuse. We have no reason to say we can't know God or what's true or what's right and wrong. And for the last 1,000 years, there's been all these philosophers who have said we can't know reality.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't want to be held to the truth. They don't want to be bound to moral truth.
It'd be like if I got pulled over and the cop said, "You were going this fast," and I said, "Sir, how can we know anything?"
That's what the philosophers said.
Yeah.
And what would the cop say?
"Well, I read my radar."
Well, and he would also say it was posted here and here and here and mm-hmm. here, and it, you knew. Mm-hmm. And you probably had your ways up, and it was telling you. Yep. You knew, but you want to deny that you know mm-hmm. so that you could speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all. That's, you could sum up the whole history of philosophy.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's also, to some degree, there's this feeling that once you take God out of society, none of it makes sense. Then everything feels arbitrary. And then there is no way to know anything. Because what I hear with a lot of common hot topics, it's that people go, "Well, you're just calling this blank and that blank, but all words are just arbitrary because we all come up with words. And look, I can change the words, but all of these words, they're not the truth itself. They're our representation.
They're just symbols.
They're our way that, but I mean, in a serious sense, from a true perspective of truth, a blue thing doesn't have to objectively be called blue, but it's just that we all understand. So, sure, just by removing the word, you're not fixing the fact that that thing is blue, though.
But the bottom line is what society has bought into this false. It's just like the false prophets of Baal, the false philosophers who have said, we can't know. And they say we can't know because they don't want to be bound.
Yeah. I just think it comes from a certain despair of once you check out of God because, say, you don't want all the rules that come with him, then you want the fabric of reality to still be held together. But you look around and society itself or just culture can't bind it as tightly as you as a human being want it to be bound.
No, you're absolutely right, Teresa. This false philosophy of you can't know reality, so mm-hmm. there can't be truth,
mm-hmm.
it directly leads to despair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we mm-hmm. have a culture where so many people are suffering from anxiety, fear, depression, because they're living in chaos.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's what you get when you get a high science culture that denies the spiritual essence of humanity.
A falsely high scientific, because it was the Catholic Church mm-hmm. and Catholic monks that created science, perfected it.
This is not to say it's anti-science. I'm just saying when you want to believe that everything can be solved by science, and that's where all things end, you want to find solutions for everything. And once you come to anything that you can't solve, there's this disturbance. It's terrifying to look into it and say,
I don't know.
Science doesn't have an answer for my morals.
Yeah, well, but that's another good point you make, because there are three ways of coming to know reality.
Mm-hmm.
There's the scientific method through observation. But once you come to the end of what you can know through observation, then you go to the next level of knowledge, reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you can know more by reason, whether you're religious or not.
Mm-hmm.
But that also has a limit. And what you're talking about is the limits. People come to the limits of science and reason, and then they freak out.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't answer their most important mm-hmm. questions.
All this to say, you can't hedge your bets. Not everything can be true all at once because you want it to be.
Especially contradictory things. But that's why God gives us the third way, the infallible way, the most certain way to knowledge, revelation, what he reveals to us. Because there he reveals to us who he is, where the world came from, where we came from, what the purpose of our life is, and how to live to find true happiness. You need revelation for those.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus is the fullness of revelation. And he does two things. He promises to stay with the Catholic Church continuously as the teacher. And he gives us his teaching, and he guards it through scripture, tradition, and the magisterium. So when we say the Catholic Church is the fullness of truth, what we mean is Jesus, who is truth, promised to stay with the church and always be the teacher through the church. So we do have the fullness of truth, which also means we have the greatest responsibility to live it and to share it with others through friendship. Good conversation. And the rosary. Share this with others.